The WNCW Weekend Window is open, letting you know about cultural, community, and historical events around the WNCW listening region. I'm Joe Green.
I'm Kim Clark. The documentary film Come Hell or High Water, Remembering the Great Flood of 1916, will be screened this evening at 7 in the auditorium of Old Fort Elementary School in Old Fort. A discussion with filmmaker David Weintraub will follow. And speaking of films, Movies in the Park, sponsored by the town of Boiling Springs, winds up tonight with the original Raiders of the Lost Ark, showing this evening at 9 in Town Park on East College Avenue in Shelby.
The Southeastern Permaculture Gathering is going on this weekend at the Arthur Morgan School in Burnsville, North Carolina, in Yancey County. Permaculture advocates are holding a collaborative discussion of sustainable design. Participants can camp and network with individuals of all backgrounds. Information at southeasternpermaculturegathering.org.
Now here's something really unique. There will be a singing bowl demonstration at 10,000 Villages on North Main Street in Greenville this afternoon at 1. The music of a singing bowl is meant to soothe your soul, cleanse your heart, and free your mind of worries. Justine Dunavant, a board-certified music therapist, will take attendees on a journey of harmony in healing. The Singing Bowls, today at 1 at 10,000 Villages in Greenville, South Carolina.
On Tuesday, August 16th, the Friends and Defenders of Wildlife at Asheville Community Theater host a screening of the film Red Wolf Revival. A panel discussion follows. The event celebrates red wolves and explores what people can do to support this highly endangered species at this critically important time. The screening is held at Asheville Community Theater at 35 Walnut Street in Asheville. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Reservations are required. More at wildwnc.org. Now, a dip into history with the Mountain Gateway Museum.
From the Mountain Gateway Museum in historic Old Fort, North Carolina, this is History Dibs and Dabs. I'm Karen Nelson. In 1905, Dr. Lewis M. McCormick moved to Asheville after working around the globe for the Smithsonian Institute and the New York Zoological Association. He was the world's leading authority on the biology of flies, and upon his arrival in Asheville, he was disturbed by the dozens of livery stables downtown and their accompanying piles of fly-breeding manure. In response, McCormick started a campaign called Swat That Fly. During the summer months, he dispatched the city's children in all directions, armed with fly swatters. They went door to door and offered to kill all the flies in a house for 10 cents. As a result of his efforts, the number of flies in Asheville was reduced by millions. Dr. McCormick became known as the Fly Man, and his campaign received national attention. Dr. McCormick died in 1923, and when Asheville's new baseball park opened a year later, the grateful city named it McCormick Field in his honor.
History Dibs and Dabs is produced by WNCW in association with the North Carolina Department of Natural and Cultural Resources. More about North Carolina's history, arts, nature, and culture is at ncdcr.gov.
You're listening to the Weekend Window. South Carolina State Parks is offering a number of activities, including guided hike programs of the Musgrove Mill Battlefield Trail. These Saturday programs are slated for September 3rd, October 8th, and November 12th at the Musgrove Mill Historic Site near Clinton, South Carolina in Lawrence County, in the vicinity of the Sumter National Forest. The Battle of Musgrove's Mill, which occurred on August 19, 1780, was a turning point in the colonists' fight for independence on the South Carolina frontier in the summer of 1780. This ranger-led program will follow the 1.3-mile battlefield trail and will visit part of the actual battlefield. There is limited availability for the hike, so reservations are recommended. There's more at southcarolinaparks.com.
On Sunday, August 21st, from 9 to 11 a.m. at the North Carolina Botanical Gardens in Asheville, there will be a nature walk. It will be a slow ramble through the gardens, rain or shine, exploring botany, natural community ecology, birds, insects, and weather. That's coming up Sunday, August 21st. But the Botanical Gardens in Asheville are open to visitors today and every day of the year during daylight hours.
Asheville Gallery of Art at 82 Patton Avenue is hosting an exhibition of oil and acrylic paintings by Jane Molinelli. During the month of August, there will be an opening reception this evening from 5 to 8 p.m.
It's Wood Day today from 10 to 4 at the Southern Highland Craft Guild's Folk Arts Center. Guild artists will be demonstrating carving, turning, coopering, and whittling. The Folk Arts Center is located at milepost 382 on the Blue Ridge Parkway in Asheville.
Submissions of community public service events may be sent to Joe G. or Kim C. at wncw.org. Weekend Window is a presentation of WNCW Public Affairs and is produced by Kim Clark and Joe Green.
We'll keep our eyes on the window. Have a great weekend.